Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let nothing.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her sister. And she told that old sister, "Sister, you're in so much pain. Why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the story of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, when she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can't imagine with tears in his eyes. I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
nothing
turn me around. Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when times in life get hard, that's when you wanna fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
Before I take it back, I'll add more.
What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image"? That day, yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes, with no fear. I can hear them say,
everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. Before we bring Brother Jones on, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. Please press the number 1 on your phone at this time, and when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every single day, that you all please continue praying for each other, pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that they too will continue to touch the lives of all who, though they meet in passing or in a social setting, that they will see the works of God through these godly people. Also, for everyone who is traveling, that we respect each other's space, allowing everyone to make it to and from their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 6635, you are on the air.
Good morning. This is Sister Brenda from Detroit. I'm asking for prayers for better health and also to improve my Christian walk to become a better Christian, a better mother, a better person, and prayers for my son, T.W. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time. I bring you Brother Jones, who will provide us with words of encouragement, followed by our closing prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to the devotion. We certainly appreciate you for calling in and joining the call. And we're trusting and praying that all is well with you, yours. We're in James chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. James is dealing with wisdom, and previously has been discussing teachers that they need to have wisdom. And so in verses 14 through 16, James says, "But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil." James is indicating that there is false wisdom and wrong teaching in this world and even in the church. It is the most tragic picture. It immediately shows us that there are teachers, preachers, elders, deacons, and members alike who follow the false wisdom of the world. I want us to take notice of the description of the false wisdom and wrong teaching. False wisdom and wrong teaching arouse bitter envying and jealousy. Again, there are teachers, preachers, elders, deacons, and members alike who are envious and jealous of others because of their church and position, because of one's preaching and teaching ability, because of leadership and recognition, because some may have charisma and can hold the attention of other people, their associates and friends. Too many preachers, too many elders, too many deacons, members in general, envy others because of these things. In addition to these, the teacher is often compared with former teachers, and comparison sometimes cuts and hurts. Therefore, it is subject to creating a bitter envy against the former teacher. One other situation needs to be noted as well. When a teacher begins to teach some false doctrine or to live an unholy life, he should be corrected by those who follow the truth of God's word. When he is, there's always the temptation for him to react and become bitter against those who remain true to God's word. What's your point, Brother Jones? The point is this. False wisdom or wrong teaching arouses bitter envy and jealousy. It stirs up division and cleavage between the servants of God, churches. No teacher or preacher should ever envy another person's ability, his church, his position, or his recognition. No teacher or preacher should ever hold bitter envy against a former minister or teacher, should ever react against being corrected because of his novel ideas or wrong behavior. Bitter envy and jealousy are all wrong. They have no place among those who teach the true wisdom of God. They are aroused by a false wisdom and false teaching. Listen to Matthew chapter 20 and verses 11 and 12. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, "These have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day." The Apostle Paul, that great globe-trotting preacher, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 4, "Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up." Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, "Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ tension, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel." The wise man Solomon in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 31, "Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. When men arise and start speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves, I don't care how educated they are, I don't care how smart they are, how polished they are, we should not envy them, and neither should we choose their ways." Again, that wise man Solomon said in Proverbs 14 and verse 21, "He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he." And as we close this devotion this morning, Solomon in Proverbs 23 and verse number 17, "Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long." Beloved, we must be careful that we do not use the wisdom of this world, that we do not cease to preach and teach and stand upon the truth of God's word, because we have masses of people following us. Jesus said it this poignant way. He says, "If the blind lead the blind, they both shall fall into the ditch." Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come. We thank you once again for this opportunity. We trust and pray that we have said only those things that are in harmony and consistent with your word. We come on behalf of Sister Brenda. We ask that you would give her better health, strengthen her inner man, that she may walk worthy of the vocation wherein you have called her. Be with her son, T.W. Whatever his needs are, we ask, Father, that you would meet them in your own good timing. We pray that you be with all that are on the call. We ask that you be with every minister that participates in this platform. We ask that you give those that are traveling grace, that each driver would respect the other traveling space. But Father, as we come to a conclusion of this prayer, we ask that you would go with us through the focus of this day. Help us to always be mindful to examine ourselves to see whether or not we're in the faith. Help us not to be afraid to stand for the truth, to be criticized for the truth. We realize that if we stand faithfully upon your word, we'll hear your welcoming voice say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful for few things, now shall make thee rule over many. Enter now into the joys of thy Lord, and that will be enough." In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.